All right. We've been joined by our second place finisher, Connor Zilich. We'll go ahead and open for questions for Connor. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. And we'll start with Jeff.
I heard you say on TV, I mean, I guess you feel like it was fair, but maybe not clean if I'm reading between the lines. I mean, how road racing, I guess, ethically, how is that move viewed on the restart?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Hello?
It wasn't dirty, no. You know, we're racing for the win on the last restart, and I just didn't expect it. You know, it kind of just caught me by surprise, and... I wouldn't consider it dirty at all. I could have just done a better job keeping leverage, but I let him get a nose ahead of me, and at that point it's his corner and he can do what he wants to. So I didn't expect it. So I wish I could have it back. Scream. Yeah, I mean, for my view, yeah, but he's also racing for a win too. So, you know, by no means does he have to leave me room. I expected it, but I won't expect it next time. So, I'm not mad about it, but like I said, I just wish I could have it back. I would have done it differently.
All right, I want to make note that we've also been joined by our third place finisher, Sheldon Creed. We'll continue with questions. If you have one for Connor or Sheldon, go ahead. Dustin?
Dustin Lovino, JC. Connor, what exactly would you have done differently?
I was clear by a foot just before the braking zone. I would have taken it and not let him get to my left side. I wanted to be on the right side, though, exiting one to be on the inside for two. So that was kind of my plan and why I let him get to my left side, but... Had I known he was just going to not let me stay outside of him out of one, I would have blocked and not let him get to my inside. So, live and learn. But, it's just part of it. He's got a lot more experience than me, and you know, these are the moments I can learn from him and make myself better.
And, Sheldon, when you're battling Connor and SVG up front at a road course, how much are you learning?
I was trying to learn quite a bit just – watching and following. I felt like my biggest weakness was probably the brake zones. I feel like if I just pushed any harder, I would start wheel hopping, and that would made it kind of hard to keep up with them. Just I would wheel hop pretty easy, and then would just start sliding the back of the car around when I tried to like push my pace a bit. So yeah, you try to watch while you can, but then they get away pretty quick. So yeah, it was just kind of the best of the rest today.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Go ahead.
Noah Poser, kicking the tires. Connor, when we spoke here last year, you talked about how excited you were to be able to finally race here one day. Now that you've completed your first Chicago street race, did the track and the racing live up to your expectations? And what are your biggest takeaways from this experience?
Yeah, I think street racing is probably my favorite form of racing, and I haven't been able to do it in a while. I think it's been at least around 2 years since I last did a street race. So, I've been looking forward to this one, and it's just so much fun. You have to be so perfect as a driver, and I wasn't in practice. I hit the wall, and my team had to do a lot of work today, but on the other side of it, in the race, I until the end, I didn't have a mark on my car, and I was doing a good job, and I was proud of that, and it was really cool. My dad grew up in Chicago, so I had a bunch of family here, and you know, to get to race in front of them and be able to just enjoy this experience, you know, racing in Chicago in a downtown city was so cool, and I really hope NASCAR can do some more of these, because it's so cool to be able to race in front of so many new fans.
All right, we'll go to Bob.
There's Bobby right there.
For Connor, If you had to do it all over again, would you have done anything different on the restart?
I just got asked that. But yes, I would have. You know, I told the rest of them, I would have, just before the break zone, I got called clear, and I didn't take it because I wanted to be on the inside for turn two, expecting us to exit one at turn one side by side. And you know, if I knew that I wouldn't have exited turn one side by side and he was going to, you know, take it and clear himself, I would have blocked and protected the inside line more. So, yeah, I definitely would have done it differently, knowing what his plan was. But you know, that's racing, and you know, it wasn't dirty. It was just aggressive, and something I'll take note of. I've never raced Shane before, so I didn't know what to expect. And you know, I was trying to race him as respectful as possible. But when it comes to racing for the win, you know, all of us are going to do whatever we can to win, and I should have done more.
Would you expect anything different if he was an Xfinity regular versus a Cup regular?
No, I see Shane as a driver who, you know, came from Australia, New Zealand, and you know, over there, we were raised the same, right? When you hit someone, you get a penalty, and you know, I expected that, but by no means is that the rule here, so I have nothing to complain about. I can't be upset about it, but... you know, with that, it's part of racing, and you know, definitely I'll learn and be more aggressive next time, no matter the situation. So, yeah, no hard feelings, just I didn't know what to expect. And I'm a very, you know, as a driver, I like to know who I'm racing against, and I use that to my advantage. I you know, take notes on people and understand what they do and how they race, and I change how I race based on that, and I've just never raced against him before. So, yeah, if I, you know, race against him again, I'm going to do something differently.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Connor, Sheldon, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
Best safe travels home. Okay. Except Connor. I think Connor is ready.